Time to catch up. The world of cycling, I tell you, there mightn't be much locally that's been going on, but a lot of interesting stuff around the place, that is for sure. Noel Sens joins us from Sens Jewellers in the Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you today?
Good, good. So listen, we've got two grand tours going at once. Tour of Italy still going and tour of Spain. What's going on there?
Yeah, weird, Robbo. COVID days. They're still going. The Tour of Italy's got another week to go, or less than a week. And the Tour of Spain started, the Vuelta, and yeah, amazing. Big news in that too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Tour of Italy, let's talk about that, because last week, you know, there was a real cloud over it after a few had been come down with the coronavirus, but still going, so that seems to have settled down.
Yeah, Robbo, it's dwindling along, to be really honest, after what I've just seen what's happened in the Tour of Spain. Tour of Italy is becoming insignificant. This is exciting, the Tour of Spain. We'll get to that in a moment. The Tour of Italy, the Giro, an Australian rider, Joy Hindley, he's doing very well. He's sitting third in the GC podium, and I reckon he's going to hold on to the podium. A young guy, Chris Hamilton from Bendigo, is his teammate, and Chris rides for the Sunweb team, and he's been on the TV a bit, working very hard for his teammate. His teammates are coming second and third, so it's good for Bendigo's Chris Hamilton getting in the limelight a little bit, doing a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. So tell us then, let's turn our attention to Espanyol and the Tour of Spain. What's the story there, the Vuelta?
Yeah, the Vuelta. Yeah, well, it started yesterday, and Primoz Roglic won, you know, the guy who nearly won the Tour de France.
Yep.
He won the first stage convincingly, and Is this a sign that he's going to dominate that race? I hope he does. He's a very good bike rider. But the most amazing big news out of that, Robbo, is that Chris Froome lost 11 minutes on the first stage in his comeback ride.
Hell's bells.
Not good.
No, no. So obviously still struggling very much. But probably just what he needs to get under his belt to sort of get back into the swing of things.
Oh, the days might be over for the older riders, Robbo. A lot of younger riders coming through, you know, and yeah. I think I noticed in the Giro d'Italia, Vincenzo Nibali, the Italian who's won the Tour de France, he went off the back yesterday, and I'm starting to see the older riders starting to get beaten by those young kids a bit.
Yeah.
And Froome's going to find it hard to get his head around that, but he lost 11 minutes on the first stage of a Grand Tour. He's not going to come back in this tour.
No.
It's going to cloud his career now, you know, he think maybe I can't do it. Because he had a pretty bad injury, you know, breaking his leg and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, true. But all right.
Robbo, yep. Sorry, mate.
Go on.
The young people in the Tour of Flanders, we're going to talk about that. What a race that was the other day.
Yeah.
Amazing.
These two guys, one Belgian, one Dutch, and again, we talked about the young fellas there, and these two have been sort of rivals since really they were toddlers almost. So tell us about Wout van Aert and Mathieu van der Poel.
Yeah, well, Wout van Aert, he's the Belgian wonder child who won two stages of the Tour de France, and he won Milan-San Remo. He's a great rider. Like, remember we talked about Remco Evenepoel, the Belgian guy who broke his pelvis, and he was the new kid coming through. Well, Wout van Aert is another one of those, and there's three huge talents in cycling that come through from the under-23 ranks, and Wout van Aert is really amazing, and his next-door countryman, young van der Poel, Mathieu van der Poel, he's a Dutchman. He's the same as him. You know, they both won world championships in cyclocross, and they've won world championships at under 23 level on the road, and they've both ridden track, and they've both been rivals all their career. So if one of them wants to face someone in the final, it has to be one of those, the other bloke, because there's a lot of rivalry there.
Yeah.
And our world champion, Julian Alaphilippe, the Frenchman, we've talked about him many times. He's been in a bit of a few different races recently. You know, remember he misjudged and put his hands up and got a bit of notoriety for that, for losing the race and whatever.
he shall be known on this show as the crying Frenchman.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, he's crying again, the poor man. Anyway, he initiated this huge attack in the Tour of Flanders, and he got away, and a big group came across, and then he attacked again, and the only two that could go with him were Wout van Aert and Mathieu van der Poel. The three of them were comfortably smashing the race to pieces. And Wout van Aert went really close to a motorbike, one of the media motorbikes. You know, they have all the bikes there doing the camera work and that. And Wout van Aert came close, van der Poel missed it, and Alaphilippe ran straight into the motorbike.
Ooh.
He just got put upside down at quite high speed. and he broke his arm, and so he was out of it. And I mean, it was kind of sad seeing the world champion on the ground in agony. So we won't see him for a little while.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just a bad luck error. He had his head down, and the other two swerved at the last moment. He had nowhere to go. Bang, into the back of the motorbike. So Alaphilippe's out of it. And so they went to the line, the two of those, and neither of Hooton knew who'd won. There was no raising of the hand. And it came to a photo finish, and Matthew van der Poel won by a centimetre from Wout van Aert. So these are the kids from the future, for the future. And once young Evan Pohl comes back, it's going to be a big era for cycling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of the established stars are going to be finished, you know.
Yeah, yeah. New crop coming through, that's for sure. All right, and Alaphilippe, note to self, bike versus motorbike. Motorbike wins every time. Hey,
it does, Robert.
Yes. Noel, have yourself a fabulous week. Look forward to chatting again next week.
Okay, Robert. Talk soon. Thank you.
Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers. Noel and Paul in the Hargraves Mall in Bendigo.